You know, sometimes we want to hide the things that we don't want people to see. We struggle with them in quiet desperation. I want you to know when we humble ourselves and we are willing to expose it, we are willing to bring it into the light, God can begin to work on us. It's not good to hide. God cannot help a secret sinner. But God always bless the people who are humble. And we come before His presence and say, I need you. I think about that in the Gospels when Jesus talked about two men who went to the temple. Remember that one? You know, the Pharisees stood up and said, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like all these tax collectors and sinners. I thank you, Lord, you know, that I'm okay. But there was another guy, he's a tax collector. He went to the temple, beat his chest, and he said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. And he went home blessed. Pharisee didn't. I could imagine he went home that day. You know what a tax collector is, right? During those days, they're basically like people who collect protection money. And then they go around and get extracting high taxes from the people, from the Jewish people. And I could imagine he go back to his home that night and his wife said to him, so where have you been? And he said, oh, I went to the temple. You know, you going to temple? You tax collector going to temple? What are you doing in temple? Are you extorting the pastor as well? He said, no. I just went there to pray. He said, you pray? And like as if God will answer your prayer. And he said, yeah, he did. I'm free now. I've been forgiven. What's the difference between the Pharisee and the tax collector? It's humility. That brokenness of heart that says, Lord, I'm in need. And he didn't hide it. See, we did not hide our struggles. We are family. So when we bring it out, that's when God really ministers to us. Now it reminds me of this funny story that I heard. You know, there was this young couple that's about to get married. And this young man went to his father before they got married and said, you know, I'm a bit apprehensive about getting married. And the father asked him, why, son? He says, you know, Dad, I got this terribly smelly feet. And it'd be so embarrassing when my wife finds out, you know. And the father said, oh, don't worry about it, son. Just be sure to go to bed with your socks on. Okay, and keep your socks on and she'll never notice the smell. You'll be fine. Meanwhile, the young lady went to her mom and said, Mom, I'm very worried about getting married. The mom said, why? He says, because, you know, I got such bad breath in the morning that I'm afraid that if I get up in the morning, you know, he will smell it and then, you know, our marriage will just break up. And the mom said, oh, don't worry about it. This is what you do. Don't say a word every morning when you wake up until you go and brush your teeth. Then you start talking. And she said, okay. They got married. First few months, it went really well because they both kept to their strategy. The husband will always go to bed with his socks. The wife will never say a word until they brush their teeth. Until one morning, the husband got up. And to his horror, he discovered one of his socks had came off during the night. And so he started rummaging through the sheets, you know, looking for that smelly socks. And he couldn't find it. And then he popped his head out. His wife woke up, you know, and saw him. And the wife said to him in shock, the wife opened his mouth and talked. And the wife said, what in the world are you doing? And he started screaming. He said, oh my God, you ate one of my socks. It's really funny. Sorry. Oh, sorry. That's what I call exposure. I want you to know, my friends, we should never hide. We should never hide. But be open before God. You know, if you're open before God, God will really come down to meet with us. You know, and for the first time in his life, you know, Naaman dropped everything, dethroned pride from his heart, and he stepped into that river. And I want you to consider this, you know, if it doesn't work, what's going to happen? He's going to be embarrassed for life, you know, can you see it? This great general of the Syrian army, you know, bopping up and down in the river 7 times like a fool like that. If it doesn't work, he's going to be embarrassed for life. But how many of you know also at the same time, God honors those who honor him. And on that day, I want you to know, Naaman may have lost the respect of the man, but he gained the honor of God. And he went in there 7 times, and when he came out, when he has fully obeyed the Lord, I want you to know, God just touched him and healed him. And the Bible says he has skin like that of a young boy. That means it was restoration that was so complete. He had baby smooth skin after that. Wouldn't you like that, ladies? To have baby smooth skin again. You don't need all your Yulan or whatever. Just go deep in the Swan River 7 times if the man of God tells you. If you humble yourself and do it, who knows? And I wonder how many of us here this morning, God will speak to us. That perhaps we have a physical ailment. Perhaps we have an emotional need. Perhaps we have a spiritual struggle that is deep inside of us. We never tell anybody. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, God is here to meet your need. And if you were to come to Him humbly, strip yourself of all the pretense and pride and ego, you come to the river of God and you jump into it. You hear the voice of God this morning talking to you. Don't let your pride get in the way. But you respond to God. You honor God and He will honor you in return. Now, then we'll be like the let me be like the servant who said to Naaman, if you have to dip yourself in the Jordan to be set free, why don't you do it? If you need to just come humbly and come jump into the river of God, why don't you do it? Because Naaman was prepared to humble himself, you know, his body was cleansed, his mind was changed, his soul got converted, and in the end he said this, now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. God had to dethrone his pride, but when that got dethroned, something happened to him. Leprosy kills the body, but sin will kill the soul. The only cure for sin, the only is forgiveness, and it comes through the blood of Jesus. And all of us need the Lord. We all do.